Let's review the Targum on Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis is written very, very simple. The Ara Hava, the Ara, the earth, Havas Tzadya. Tzadya means it was Toy Vavo. Tzadya means it was desolate. Virei Konya. Virei Konya means Vavo is empty. Okay, so we learned yesterday Rashi and Unkelitz disagree. Whereas Rashi learns Vavo means Shemama, desolation. Unkelis learns the word bohu. Rashi, let's take a step back. Rashi learns that the two words toyu vavayu is an expression. It means tamiya. The word toyu means a person's matmiya. He's in a state of bewilderment over the bohu sheba, over the fact that the desolation. When the person looks at the world, he sees utter desolation. Okay, v'choyshech al pnei sohoim. And Ungulis says, no, Tohu and Bohu, two separate words. Tohu means, it means desolation, and Bohu means emptiness. Tohu, according to Ungulis, does not mean a question. It's not an expression from a person. Okay, further in the words of the Ungulis, Vachashocha, there was darkness, Alape Tohoima, on the Ape, the face of the Tohoim, Verucha min Kodam Hashem, a spirit from before Hashem, Menashva, Merachefes means to blow. Al ape ma'moyim, on the face of the water. So notice Rashi and Unkelis disagree. Rashi learned the word merachefes means to hover. Like a bird, a mother bird that hovers over her children. Unkelis disagrees. He learns the word merachefes means menash, means to blow. Okay, let's now go to Pasuk Gimel. Vayoymer Elohim yihi or. Vayihi or, Hashem said there should be light, and there was light. Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Gimel. Rashi, there is no Rashi. Would you believe that? There's no Rashi on this fundamental Pasuk. Isn't that incredible? Nothing Rashi, has nothing to say on this. Unkelis says, Va'amar Hashem said, Yehei Nehoira, there shall be light. Vahava Nehoira, and there was light. Our theory, our premise, is that everything that Rashi says, everything that Rashi says is basically a response. Everything that Rashi says is a response to Unkelis. Give me one second. I want to try something. I want to try to bring this computer closer. It'll make me feel I'm really saying a shiur to real people. Oh, it's not going to work. No, it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea. Let me try something else. Let me try something else. Give me one second. All right, it's all the same. All right, let's continue. Plug everything back together. This is really crazy.
Real people comment on the Shia, right?
What?
Real people comment.
What? What does that mean? Who comments on the Shia?
We should be commenting, though.
What do you mean you comment on the Shia? You should talk.
How come Rashi doesn't write anything on Pasuk Gimel?
I don't know. That's the question. I don't know. So our theory.
You can't ask us that question. You have to answer the question.
So my theory is that everything that Rashi, I told you this, it was the whole shit that we're learning here is all based on the premise. Everything that Rashi says is a response to Unkelis. Rashi, my, I can't prove this to you, my theory is, Rashi is really a commentary on Unkelis. No one ever said that. I never heard anyone say that. Everyone's Rashi, he wrote a commentary. They have all these stories. I have a whole storybook about the life of Rashi. Rashi, he wrote, it was called the Kuntres. The parish of Rashi, Rashi was the first one to give out parasha sheets. You go to shul, remember the olden days, back in the Friedrich Doris, when we used to go to shul before there was something called Corona, people went to shuls, and on the table in the shul, there were papalach, right? And this person puts out a parasha sheet, and this one has a parasha sheet, and that one has a parasha sheet. Who was the first person to put out on the table anonymously, Parsha sheets, Rashi. Rashi came into shul, he wrote down his chidushim, on the pasuk. He wrote the pasuk. He wrote his chidushim, and he put it down on the table. And Rashi sat down in the corner of the room. He made believe he was a shnor. He mamish made believe. No, in those days there was no Torah anytime. No one went online to know what Rashi looks like. No one even knew who Rashi was. So Rashi put on the table. And it was called the kuntres. He had a title, the kuntres. And he put down a piece of paper on the table. I guess he had to write it because there was no printing machines those days. There was no photocopy machines. He wrote each one individually on certain parashios. And he went to shul and he put it down on the table. And he sat in the corner and he watched when people came into shul. And they said, oh, what's this? Look at this. Someone has a parasha sheet on the table. What are the parasha sheets they give out now? I don't know, all these different parasha sheets. I never look at any of them. So look at this, and a parasha, and they began to read. And they said, what? What does this mean? What does that mean? Sometimes they compliment, oh, wow, this is a nice pshat. And Rashi, he got feedback by observing people comment on his parasha sheets. That's how they say it in the book. And they make a very funny joke about this. It's a very funny joke. When Rashi once, he used to travel all over the world, all over, I guess, the Jewish population, and it was once a freezing cold winter. And Rashi was literally starving. And Rashi comes to the shul, and no one wants to give him food. No one wants to take him in. He's very, very hungry. So in the meantime, Rashi puts down, when no one's watching, he puts down on the table his parsha sheet. And he sits down in the corner of the room, and someone comes in, looks at the parsha, starts reading it, and he starts analyzing what it says on the parsha sheet that Rashi wrote in the Kuntres, and he starts saying, what does Rashi want? What does he want here? Why is he writing these words? What is he trying to say? What does Rashi want? So Rashi, who was sitting there in disguise in the corner, listening, he says, Rashi wants a bowl of soup. That's what he wants. That's how the story goes. Now, are these stories really true? Beats me. I really wonder a lot of these stories. That's what they say. There are a lot of legends. Very.
Rashi was commenting on Unculus.
Oh, that's what I want to say. I want to say, yeah.
With the Unculus.
No! What do you mean? Unculus lived way before Rashi. Unculus liveth almost probably at least 500 years.
People didn't walk around with the Unculus in their back pocket.
I don't know. I really don't know. We know a lot of this is
they
a very big mystery.
Unculus by heart that they... When he...
I don't know.
Rashi says, like Unculus says...
Yeah. So I told you what that means.
Means that sheep. He says, what does Unculus says? He had to know what Unculus says.
Yeah, of course he knew what Unculus says.
He assumed that everybody knew Unculus.
Could be. That's all they had. I really don't know. It's a very big mystery. But I firmly believe the more you study Rashi, the more you come to realize that Rashi is writing a commentary on Unculus. And when Rashi does not comment, he says, Unculus already said everything there is to say. There's nothing for me to comment. Unculus has given you the interpretation and I'm done. I don't need to make I say one word. When Rashi says Unculus kitargumai, Rashi doesn't mean that Unculus is correct. Rashi means, as we proved once we had the discussion, that Unculus's approach, his understanding of the pshat in the pasuk, the concept of the pasuk is correct. But the way to read the words into the pasuk, he's wrong. That I'm gonna tell you the same exact idea as Unculus, but I'm gonna put the concept of Unculus into the pasuk in a different way. I'm gonna put the comma in a different location. I'm gonna manipulate the words differently, but I'm gonna conclude with the same idea as Unculus. That's all Rashi means when he says kitarguma. Kitarguma, Unculus, you're right. The concept is correct, but the way you've taken the idea and you've pushed it into the words, that I disagree. When Rashi says nothing, that is the ultimate compliment to the Unculus. It means Unculus said it all, there's nothing further to discuss. So here, if Rashi does not comment, that demands of us to go back to Unculus and to fully appreciate the depth of Unculus. Unculus says, Vahamar Hashem Yehei Nehoira, Hashem said there should be light, Vahava Nehoira, there was light. Now the word or has many translations. And the Unculus selected the word Nehoira. what does the word Nehoira, what does the word Nehoira really mean? Okay, so